From the Fortress of Freedom in the Center of Forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show for Monday, April 29, 2019. God bless America. And here are three big things you need to know. Three, the end game is clearly just the beginning. And the Avengers cashed in like no one ever has before, banking more than $1.2 billion for the latest installment from Marvel Comics. I am clearly in the wrong business. Two, one day after a brutal shooting spree in California, in a synagogue leaves one dead and several more injured, the New York Times prints an openly anti-Semitic political cartoon featuring President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Jewish, anti-Jewish hate is growing, and it's coming from Congress as well. Need to keep an eye on that. And number one, remember how Democrats were predicting the economy would crash if Trump was elected? In fact, some, like Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize-winning leftist, said the day after the election all was lost. The economy was set to plummet and never recover. Well, that wasn't even close to true, now was it? In fact, the numbers show the economy is on quite a tear, actually. And things are doing quite well, actually. If you missed it on Friday, the new numbers came out for the GDP for the first quarter, 3.2%. And I want to direct your attention back to Barack Obama, who had told us that 1% or just a little bit better was the new normal. Manufacturing jobs would never come back. America's economy could never grow at 3%. Really? And of course, Paul Krugman told us that Wall Street would collapse if Trump were president. We'd be in a prolonged state of misery, economically speaking. A new depression, if you will. It's the first time since 2015 that the first quarter has topped 3%. The economists had thought that the economy was growing at about 2.5%. And keep in mind, all of this comes at a time when there was a government shutdown through the 25th of January. Nearly a third of the entire quarter was part of a government shutdown, which we are also told would devastate the economy and it would be terrible and blah, 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 blah. Nonsense. 35-day shutdown had exactly zero impact. Zero impact on the economy, quite obviously. And as all of this is going on, of course, CNN is forced to report the news. And in watching it, man, they look shell-shocked. They did. Because of all that talk of the government shutdown and how Trump was going to be awful and it was going to wreck the economy. And you know, that's tough for them to admit they're wrong. In fact, they rarely, if ever, do. Don't know if they've ever admitted they were wrong about the way they've treated this president. Or you don't have to like the guy, but it's the policies. You know, again, you're not voting for a pastor, you're voting for a president. And if the policies are working and the policies also benefit you, if they benefit you and the country as a whole and things are moving forward in a positive direction, difficult to argue with, but hey. Well, I want to go to bite one. This is CNN looking shocked when they had to tell the truth about the economy and the growth rate of 3.2%. Bite one. Go.
All right, we have breaking news. The Commerce Department released its report card on the U.S. economy for the first quarter of the year. Really big numbers. CNN business correspondent Allison Kosick has the details. Allison.
John, solid growth for the first quarter of this year. 3.2%, if I can get this working. Here we go. 3.2% for the first 3 months of this year. This is unexpectedly higher. What powered it? First of all, state and local government spending, business investment, U.S. exports, and consumer spending. Consumer spending was really a big concern because we did see consumer spending drop off in the fourth quarter and then at the beginning of the first quarter. But then we saw retail sales numbers bounce back in March. That really helped power that number to 3.2%. Interestingly enough, this happened during a quarter where most of the quarter, the government was shut down from the first of the year through first of January to the 25th. It was the longest government shutdown in history, but apparently it didn't have any effect on growth.
None. Zero. Business investment and exports. Two of the big factors there cited by the folks at CNN and those that actually understand the economy. Business investment. Well, why is that? Well, in part because of the 2017 tax overhaul. Business is more interested in putting more money back in, creating a better working environment, creating better opportunities for employees and for companies to thrive here. That's clear. Exports also increasing. More good news. So the economy being driven by factors that really matter. Okay, so you've got these things that are occurring, and that means the fundamentals of the economy do remain strong. Remember at the end of last year, all the doom and gloom. The stock market was taking a pounding, and there's some indications that there'll be a slowdown in 2019, and there still could be a bit of a slowdown. But it's a heck of a good way to start the year, the best start in 5 years for the first quarter. Best start in 5 years. Better than that, actually, but it's the first time that 3% has been touched in 5 years for the first quarter. Exports up 3.7% in the first quarter. Economic growth got an investment from intellectual property as well. That expanded by 8.6%. Here's a really key number in all of this. Disposable personal income in the first quarter of 2019 increased by 3%. While prices increased just 1.3%. So you've got a net gain in buying power. People have more money in their pockets. Now, why is that? Because the economy's working. Because the economy's working and working well. Disposable personal income increasing by 3%. That means you're making more money. The inflation rate almost non-existent at 1.3%. That's where the price increases were, 1.3% over that same time frame, which means your buying power is expanding. Oh, and by the way, here's more good news for the economy. Oil prices finally stalling and falling. They've been on an upward trajectory for weeks now. Gas prices in Michigan add or about $3 now in many, many places, but gasoline prices finally coming down. The president said, I called OPEC. You've got to bring them down. I told him to bring them down, and gasoline's coming down. Trump told reporters en route to his National Rifle Association event in Indianapolis. The national average, $2.88. It's up from $2.83 a week ago and significantly up from where it was. But Brent crude had touched $75, but now it is dropped all the way down to just under $63, and that will mean good news at the pump because Brent crude futures down 3.7%. The one-week low, 71.31, and it continues to come down, so there you go, which means there's going to be more good news when you go to fill up the car, hopefully. I mean, these things take a while to get in. It's always been a strange phenomenon. Gas prices rocket up instantly and then slowly come down. Rocket up instantly and then slowly come down. You understand that's the way it works. I didn't design the system. I just operate within it. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. I've had them for years and years. They're locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. You make sure you tell them Steve Gruber sent you over. Yeah, I've had Wolverine for years, long since before I was on the radio. Been a satisfied customer for a very long time. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.